Good afternoon from Top Threat Ag Marketing. This is Chris Robinson from Mark Gold with today's closing giving comments for Wednesday, January 23rd, 2019. Pretty good action in the grain market. I'd say the most outstanding was wheat. Chicago wheat settled up 4¾ cents at 526, which is the highest settlement 1 month. New crop July 19 settled up 4¾ cents at 537½, also a 1 month high settlement. March corn settled down just a quarter cent at 378¾, another tight trading range. And if you look at new crop December 19, that closed up 1½ cents at 402¼. We're stuck in trading technicals in the absence of fundamental news, with the USDA still in a shutdown mode. Rumors abound, but at the end of the day, we need some real data to trade off of. That being said, if you look at the technicals, which what we're leaning on right now, if you look at the December 19 corn, it's at least we're settling above the $4 level, which is positive. But there is a lot of congestion out there. The 50, 100, and 200-day moving averages, you've got they're all stuck there. The 50 days at $4. The 100 days at 399 and the 200 days at 402. So a lot of congestion out there. A lot of the technical traders are watching those levels. Finishing up with the soybeans, March soybeans finished up 5¾ cents at 915. New crop November beans settled up 6 cents at 956¼. We had an inside day up in the charts. Pretty good recovery after Tuesday's 20 cent flush, where we went down and tested $9 again. All in all, if you look at the fundamentals, the fact that we have such a large carryout, 950 million bushels here in the U.S., to have the soybeans behaving the way they are, we're a dollar off the lows. If you look at new crop soybeans, they're only about 45 cents away from challenging that $10 level. So that's new crop soybeans today settled at 956. So we're not far away from that big psychological level. So there are reasons to sort of keep your chin up here. News out today that there were, as of last week, we've had a total of 8 cargoes shipped to China. 8 cargoes at 2.1 million bushels a pop. It's just under 17 million bushels. While that's certainly not a drop in the bucket, when you compare the size of the carryout at 950 million, it is less than about 2% of that supply overhang. That's about it. If you're looking for help with your hedging, with your making your cash sales, especially in this challenging market where we haven't had a lot of movement, there hasn't been a lot of opportunity, give us a call here. We can help you at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TG-HEDGE. This is Chris Robinson. Have a great day.